Ladies and gentlemen, this is VexX. This is the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 37. It is with a heavy heart that I must express to all of you that when we began to record and we began filming the next episode of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, that our host, our hero, if you will, my partner, Mr. Johnny Zero, has been missing in action. If you remember the end of 6:05 Eastern last week and the end of episode number 36, which in the melee, we referred to as episode 35 a few times because of the craziness ensuing, but I want to stress that was indeed episode number 36. This is episode number 37 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. Johnny Zero went under the stage. He took with him a recording pack. He took with him a Bloody Stash Crew flashlight, which really was the most important tool he could have had on his person when he went under the stage. And unfortunately, he has not been heard from since. The broadcast was cut off by the powers that be. I'm not sure what he was going to share with all of us, but it's with a heavy heart that I express that as we are here backstage now, we have no idea where Mr. Johnny Zero may be.
Can you guys hear me?
Johnny?
Yeah. Buddy, can you hear me?
Is that the wireless microphone you had from last week?
Yeah, my Ross Pro one, yeah, it still worked.
Do you have your Bloody Stash Crew flashlight
no,
to keep you...
No,
see, had you had the flashlight, perhaps you wouldn't have been absconded at all. Right. What exactly... Johnny, the signal's coming through. What exactly happened?
I had to knock off. I know that was tattoo under there. And I had to knock him out, and I had to, you know, get out of there. But Wilkos, I think it's Wilkos and Soprano, they put a black hood over my head as soon as I came in the room, and somebody dragged the world champion underneath the ring, and the Duke of Chicago, etc. Apparently, he doesn't. Well, apparently, his own entourage, his post-apocalyptic entourage, Jimmy Walker, has we're under there as well.
Johnny,
I don't know.
Where are you in the venue? We're gonna come get you right now.
I'm trying, buddy. I'm coming up right under the arena. I'm coming up and I'll be okay. Just look under the ring aprons for me and
again,
just get
do you
me
have
out
your
here,
Bloody
man.
Stash Crew flashlight with you so you can light your way?
I dropped that, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a brief intermission. When we return, we'll be ringside with the one and
just
only
get me out of here,
Johnny Zero.
Watching Fox 43 KTMJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 37 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. I am VexX along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
People Zero, I'm here, man.
Johnny, what happened?
They took me under the ring. I fought my way out of it. I got back up here. I'm not scared of these bastards, but they put a black hood on my head. I think it was Wilkos and Mr. Big, Tony Soprano.
So the Springer Mafia, alive and well.
Yeah.
What exactly, like, you eaten? Were you going to the bathroom? Like, what was your situation?
It was like a dark pool of water. I couldn't see anything. I had to fight to stay afloat so I wouldn't drown. I know Tattoo was involved. I had to beat off I don't know if it was a bull shark. It may have been a baby bull shark. It was really weird, man. Really weird. I'm just happy to be here. And, thank God I had my,
your Bloody Stash Crew flashlight.
No, man. The Ross Perot. Whatever. Whatever you want to think. As lucky I'm out of there. That's all that matters, you know. It was unbelievable, dude. I still don't know if that was the wild thing under there, if that was John Lithgow, where he dragged the champ. I saw, man, I've seen things that would make your eyes curl, man. Literally. There was... What's that shark guy from the basketball team? I can't remember his name.
I feel like you're a little delirious right now from not sleeping for 6 days.
Yeah, yeah, I am.
So if you look ringside at what happens in the squared circle,
sure,
we already have Grady from Hades tag team of Bernie the Mack Truck and the Lost Cunningham brother.
Mack Truck Bernie and the Lost Cunningham?
In the squared circle. And their opponents tonight, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Shipwrecked! Yeah, that's a good thing. Fans are going crazy, dude.
Johnny, there they are in the squared circle. It's Shipwreck facing off against... What is the crew called, the Shady from Grady tag team, exactly?
The zombie warriors.
The zombie warriors.
Yeah, the pufferfish, you know, mafia or something.
Your contest is a one fall with a 20-minute time limit.
Yep. And let's go at it. Let's get this going on, man. These guys are powerful, man. They look angry, Bex.
Everybody looks angry. Shipwreck has been robbed recently of the world heavyweight title.
Yep. And Gilligan's power slammed, press slam, military power slam style by the Lost Cunningham. What a great athlete, though. You know what I mean? I know he's under the bad influence of Grady, and he's trying to, you know, claim Willis and Arnold as his kids. But he's found a really specimen. It's kind of like Beauregard Duke. I'm just telling you, like
the viciousness and the squared circle of the forest is a fantastic contest facing off against these two gentlemen.
Leg drop, and it's a real leg drop. It's not a hip drop.
So
it's,
who dropped the leg on who, Johnny Zero?
That was obviously the Lost Cunningham brother. His long leg came down like an axe drop, an axe bomber, so as some people would say in the land of, you know, video games or what have you. But he's dropped it again, a second one, and he's gotten back up, and
who's he facing? You're not telling us anything color commentary wise.
It's Gilligan.
Thank you, sir.
Gilligan.
So
yeah, I thought you
knew
the
Lost Cunningham and Gilligan. No, we do, but for the radio people listening at home, we have to fill in the exact specifications of said match.
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit
well, I know you're sleep deprived, not exactly yourself. I'm aware of this fact.
Okay, cool. Well, he's got him up in a standing. The Lost Cunningham has Gilligan up in it very easily, though. He's got him up in a stand-up suplex, and he's doing push-ups with him in the suplex thing. I guess draining the blood to the head because he's upside down. And where he's spinning him around, and now he's going to drop him. He's going to try and do. He does a float over. Alabama, very good. Float over one. Two, no, Gilligan slides out. Gilligan needs to make that tag.
Johnny, Grady's on this ring apron. He blew the puffer smoke into the face of the skipper. The skipper has fallen off of the ring apron.
This
is an awful tragedy.
Oh, no, and the referee is even...
he caught a little bit of the blowback.
The zebra. The zebra is even... Yes, exactly. He must have gotten it. He's stoned. Now, but he does enough. He does enough to where the Lost Cunningham tags in the Mack Trek Bunny. Excuse me, Bernie the Mack Truck. You know, the Mack Truck Bernie.
Sure.
And he's coming across, and he's got Gilligan up, excuse me, into a shoulder breaker. Unbelievable. Gilligan's in trouble, man. Gilligan is in trouble. He can't. In fact, he can't handle these guys, man. Come on. They're putting the boots to him. And the referee's not even looking, dude. This is ridiculous. Where's Gilligan at? He needs Gilligan. Gilligan's got to get back into it. What's going on with Gilligan? Can you see from your side of our table?
It's just an awful mess. It's an ordeal, if you will. The young boy has not gained his legs. I fear that perhaps the victors tonight will be the zombie warriors.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Don't count out Shipwrecked, man. Don't count them out. Oh, an elbow. An elbow, man. Oh, this is ridiculous, man. This is absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, these are our uncrowned World Tag Team Champions. It's Skipper and Gilligan, man. They have done it.
Bernie Mac with a foot across the face. He picks up the little tiny Gilligan, and it's a brainbuster in the center of the ring. He hooks the leg, Johnny Zero, and it's one, two, three.
Oh, God. This is horrible. This is horrible, man.
Your winner, the Zombie Warriors.
With Grady. What is Grady? Grady's still cussing at the river.
Hey, we tell you something, Fred. Hey, Fred, I'm the man. Arnold and Willis is mine. I'm my own person. And I don't care what y'all say. That's mine.
What does he mean, minds? Why is everything plural?
I can't speak on it, Johnny.
Minds? Everything is minds? Like, what does he mean? Like, does he have minds?
The Zombie Warriors victorious over Shipwrecked at the kickoff of the Saturday morning TV Dads wrestling broadcast.
The Bruce Fairbairn produced song.
So sad.
Irish.
Now, does that put them in contention to be the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions?
I would think it would.
Could they possibly face off against The Bloody Stash Crew.
It could be the Rhinestone.
It is the Rhinestone Cowboys.
The Rhinestone Cowboys.
But it's under the heading. You know, understand what I mean.
That would be a great match. I mean, that'd be a main event anywhere in the world. But I'm just wondering, because of the victory of Shipwrecked, Skipper and Gilligan did defeat, you know, had a win. They should be in there, too. And this was an obvious travesty of justice. I mean, that's just what I'm thinking here. You know, naturally, it's a sport. Remember, TV Dad Wrestling is real. People are fake. So it has to be a real match. I would think that Shipwreck could get it back together. They're taking Gilligan. They're taking Skipper out now. Gilligan's out there helping him. Remember, Gilligan's not a young guy. I mean, yes, you think about Gilligan being the young guy.
The younger one.
Yes, exactly. But he's still Gilligan. He's still a Spider-Man of the wearing, you know, etc. Gilligan, I mean, Skipper being the, you know, the Hulk of the ring. It's like Spider-Man and Hulk, dude. I mean, people love him. No matter where they go, people love Gilligan's Island. They love Shipwrecked. That's a fact, man. I even have a thing here that I wanted to introduce last time. I don't know if I did or not. The DPR, our new ratings. This is Drawing Power Radius.
Drawing Power Radius.
Yes, or Drawing Power Ratings, whatever you want to call it. Depending on the territory you're working in, and they are in our top five. I mean, number one is Charles Ingalls, which is tied this week with, when I say radius, that means they have to do it for a certain period of time, but I'm giving you the current one, because this is information that was not really privy to the fans of the TV Dad Wrestling Federation podcast.
But I don't really understand what the whole axis of power revelation is. I'm a little confused.
It's on draw two shows, you know, like whether they're playing in Haiti or...
Is this your list that you've compiled? Because it feels a little heavy-handed in relation to
No, it's not. It was the World Heavyweight Champion for, you know, months and months. My point is that I have compiled.
So what you've compiled in relation to it is the best drawing people for the Federation as a whole? Is it just the traveling shows? What exactly is happening? Why wouldn't the world champion be number one?
Well, apparently he still is, but he's got tied with the Wild Thing because of the... You remember, you've got to compile merch. You've got to compile where they play at in geographic relation to where the match was, depending on, you know.
So every market's a little different.
Yeah.
So East Coast guys are different than, like, Midwest guys and West Coast. But this is the axis of all of it.
Absolutely. And then you got those movie dad trying to jump on the bandwagon because we're, you know, the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. We started it all. We put it on the map. And, you know, but it's all that. It's action figures. There's different action figures. There's TV shirts. T-shirts. The television programs.
And what are the initials again, sir?
TVDWF. Wait, what do you mean? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. DPR. I'm sorry. Drawing Power Radius.
So while you're sitting in the water for 6 days not sleeping,
yes,
this is what you were developing
sorry
in your brain?
That. Yep. No,
power,
no.
Power. What is it? Say
drawing,
it again. Power,
drawing power radius.
DPR, okay.
Yeah.
So that's number one. You got Ingalls. Who else you got?
Then he's kind of tied with Wild Thing, believe it or not. It depends on what, I mean, the T-shirts of Wild Thing.
This is highly irregular. There's no way that Mr. Brady would not be in the top two. But go
Brady
ahead.
Is in there. Hold on, I haven't gotten him yet. But the whole I Know Who Killed Bruiser Brody thing, you know, he has there's a rating spike with Wild Thing, with Gal. But Brady is... I mean, Ingalls has been, you know, pretty consistent, the world champion for so long, Vex. I mean, I'm only going...
No, that's true. I'll give you the Ingalls one, but yeah. Wild Thing's a relative
people
new
like
breakout star.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough. I'm just going on the numbers, dude. Fair enough. And then we have Evans. We have, believe it or not, we have... not Evans. Let me look at this paper. I'm sorry, I haven't slept yet. Brady is there. Who was also tied with Sheik and Corporal Punishment. Now, this is based on action figure sales. That one is on action figure sales. And then we have three, which is Bo Duke, and tied with the working man, James Evans.
Is he still in wrestling? I haven't heard of his name in a long time.
Well, I'm just telling you, this is...
I know.
Radius,
sorry.
Geographical, could be... Yeah, just pure draw. All right, and then the Beaver, Vicky... romance, chaperone, ritter, whatever you want to call it, that seems to draw money according to what I have been led to believe. So you have BSC, of course, Ingles. Those are always going to be there. And then, you know, outside that, we have Triple B. Triple B is, like, right there. But I think that his drawing power kind of went down when he didn't take his world title chance. That's just my opinion. But with the last episode, remember, this is only as of, like, the 20th episode of TV Dad Wrestling Federation podcast.
So you're 17 episodes behind.
Probably. I'm being generous at that. It's probably closer than that. It's probably, like, 30. Something like that, but it's a new ranking system. I don't know all the details.
Now, will this take over the top 10 from Pro Wrestling Illustrated?
No.
Okay, so do you have a top 10 list to share with
Absolutely.
The audience? Now, since you've already done your list, before you go into the top 10, I'm going to share the official top 5 of the TV Dads
Absolutely.
Wrestling podcast,
go ahead.
If that's okay. So.
Absolutely,
But
man.
You have a top 10 prepared, correct?
You got it, man.
Okay, in the number 5 position is the psychopath, as I call him, Wild Thing, John Lithgow.
Got it. Is he a face or
I definitely a face at this point.
Okay.
In the number 4 position is Stephen Keaton, the Black Magician.
Absolutely.
Now, ironically enough, these are gentlemen who've tagged together many times.
Yeah.
So I find it interesting.
Yeah.
In the number 3 position, and this is going to be interesting, or I should say controversial,
right,
is Triple B, Bonaducci, the TV champion.
As he should be.
He should be number 2 normally.
Yeah.
But the number 1 contender for the world championship, therefore in the number 2 position, mm-hmm, is Charlotte Ingles.
Charles?
Yeah, Charlotte.
The Frontiersman.
And then the number 1 position held by the Duke, the world's heavyweight champion.
As it should be.
I find it sincerely odd that someone not holding a belt, though, has bumped Bonaducci from number 2 to number 3.
I do as well, but, you know, they're talking about a man that was screwed out of his title and won 2 matches fair and square. And where is James Evans in that top 5?
It doesn't exist. I mean, James Evans is not out of wrestling per se, but
right,
he's definitely missing in action, if you will.
Well, you know what I find funny about that is Evans is also missing from the international top 10 as well.
Oh, what is the Pro Wrestling Illustrated top 10?
No, the after, yeah, exactly. The number 10 is, believe it or not, is Velvet Elvis, Jeff Foxworthy.
No, I believe it. I he hasn't won matches, but he's definitely a formidable opponent.
Yeah, I mean, how many guys has he put on the injury report? I mean, he's, you know, a number 9. Look, you might laugh. You may laugh. Now, if you're sitting down, listen to this. Number 9, the Gimposaurus.
I what?
The Gimposaurus.
I don't know how that's even legal.
I don't know how it's legal either, but, you know, like I said, part of it was fan, you know, shock and dismay, and, you know, part of it is the fans, dude. We wouldn't be here if there wasn't fans of, if it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be here, dude. The Gimposaurus is there, but I don't know how that is legal either, because it's not a, we saw it together. We were there. There was, 12 different Gimps together to make one person?
I don't know. It's a weird one for me, sir.
You caught it yourself. You said it was the Voltron
of sadness. That's number 9, huh?
All right, number 8 is Mr. Brady, which you should take that as, I know that's your hero, and I'm saying, like, you should be happy because he's a tag team champion. He's not even a singles wrestler. For him to even make the top 10 as a tag team in a singles division is amazing. Number 7 is, believe it or not, Sergeant Gwen. You notice how Gwen always sneaks up on you?
He does. He's a bastard. I mean, brandishing weapons a few weeks ago and shooting people with tear gas. This is not a
pleasant
human being.
Gwen put out Gomez Adams and Grandpa Al Munster single-handedly, dude, with the jackal drooling on. I don't know if you guys listened to that episode, but that's what happened. I don't know if they're going to come back as managers or they're going to try and make a comeback. I have no idea, but that's Sergeant Gwynn, and he apparently wants to have his... He has a number 1 single, he says, he touts, because he's also under the rulership of Jerry Springer, the dictator. He wants to do at the Banquet of Champions. I don't know if that's true or not. It's just something I've heard, that there's going to be a Banquet of Champions, and that Gwen is going to sing a song and is going to get major airplay. Number 6, we have the All Japan United Champion, all New Japan, whatever, IWGP plus tax champion, which is Pat Morita. Number five, we have the Frontiersman, Charles Ingles. Some feel he was robbed of his title. Number four, we have the world's middle, even though he's disfigured and hurt and injured. And
oh, it's going to be the middleweight champion.
It's still a world title, buddy.
Oh yeah, I'm not downing
it. It's still
he
a world
it.
Title. Yeah, the Beaver. Number three, we have Bo Duke, who's still been standing there, has not gotten his chance at a title yet. The silent man, the man that doesn't talk much on the mic, he just works in the ring, that's it. Number two is Triple B, Boom Boom Bonaducci.
That's the man,
the
world's myth, the legend.
Television heavyweight champion. At number one, obviously, as always, is the world's heavyweight champion, the Duke of Chicago himself, James Walker.
And that's a fine list, sir.
I don't think it's bad, but...
Now, if I can draw your attention away, and you look into the squared circle, Tony Soprano and Tony Danza, the two Tonys who we refer to as the Springer Mafia, are already in the ring awaiting their opponents.
Yeah.
Do you know who they're facing tonight,
sir? I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, you're kidding me, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dreamwalkers, John Goodman, Lamont Sanford.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, the crowd explodes. What a pop.
Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable.
This is going to be a hell of a contest, I got to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to bear with us. We're
going
to take a brief commercial interruption. When we come
crazy.
Back, we'll be in the ring.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm John Ritter. And if you have children or grandchildren in grade school, high school, or college, now you can give them an educational edge that is literally turning C and D students into A students almost overnight. It's Professor Claude Olney's video seminar, Where There's a Will, There's an A. Since we introduced it last year, over 250,000 parents have ordered it for their children, and the results have been incredible.
I went from straight C's and D's to straight A's and B's. My grade point average went up from a 1.8 to a 3.0, and I made the honor roll for the first time.
He didn't want to watch the tapes, and I made him watch them. And I can't even believe the difference. It totally changed his whole motivation and his whole attitude towards learning. He's gone from C's and D's to A's and B's, which is way more than I ever expected.
And I was so impressed with it that I did use it in my classes and found remarkable results.
Dr. Olney's seminar teaches students how to learn more in less time with higher retention. And now there's a brand new grade school edition which helps students from kindergarten through the eighth grade with reading, spelling, math, English, writing, memory development, and even learning disabilities.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 37 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. In the squared circle, we have the Dreamwalkers facing off against the two Tonys, Tony Soprano and Tony Danza. The match is already in progress. We have John Goodman working handily against Tony Danza in the squared circle.
Now, this is like, you guys got to think of Dusty Rhodes versus Bret the Hitman Hart, and I'm talking about the Intercontinental title reign era. This is unbelievable. You have a big man. I think Danza is going to underestimate Living Dream. Living Dream
well,
can
Well, Danza's
can
currently
work.
Getting worked over heavily by...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Danza's being worked over by the Living Dream as we speak in the squared circle. He's working on that right leg. He's trying to break him apart.
Yep.
I didn't know this, but the Living Dream has been flirting with the figure four leg lock in the house shows.
Yes.
And perhaps he's setting him up for a submission later this evening. Now, personally, I would like to see John Goodman and Tony Soprano face off in the squared circle. Very similar sizes, very similar builds.
Absolutely. And I'd like, and there's some of those comments that Tony Danza made about, oh, quote unquote, rest holds. Well, guess what? Those rest holds seem to be working pretty good on
John
Danza
Goodman
tonight.
Tags in Lamont Sanford. Lamont Sanford does a glitter of the above and
walking
lands
on sunshine, baby.
On that right leg in the center of the ring.
He's tap dancing on it, dude. Oh my God, the mind is on fire. Disco DeMond Wilson.
Tony's trying to work his way over to the corner, knowing he gets caught by Lamont Sanford, who pulls him back over towards the Living Dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Living Dream is going to clothesline on him.
But the Living Dream is not tagged in. He's outside the ring apron. It shouldn't have hit him at all. Well, but it is what it is, unfortunately.
Well, and from the outside, he still did a kind of a Larry. What do you call that? Like a clothesline?
He tags in John Goodman. John Goodman goes through the ropes, comes in, and he starts working immediately on that right leg yet again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And he's sitting down with a rest hold.
He's using that weight against that kneecap, and I got to tell you, that's some good wrestling.
Absolutely.
Wrestling.
Absolutely. And what's this? A fan's throwing something. Hey, that almost hit us. What's that? There's two of them. He's got it up. He said, it says something about rest hold. How does the rest hold feel now? And he's locking the legs up.
Tony Danza cannot make a tag. He tries to go over to Tony Soprano, and that's it. There's nothing going on. The two Tonys are being ripped apart in the ring.
And it's not often that you see a babyface is working this well as a tag team. Tags him in.
It's official. John Goodman wraps him around. He gets the figure four leg lock on little Tony Danza, and it's locked up in the squared circle. Tony Soprano comes over and kicks the Living Dream in the head. Now the referee gets Tony Soprano back out of the ring, but the damage has already been done. Living Dream, he's opened up the eyelid. He's bleeding above the left eye. The left eye's bloody. It's getting bad quickly.
And a DDT on top of that, man. A DDT. Dude, he is busted.
Tony Danza successfully tags in Tony Soprano, and here we go.
Unbelievable. He's getting the Living Dream's taking a pounding here, bro. He's taking a pounding.
Like, now that he's bleeding, I'm kind of afraid that perhaps the referee will call it or stop the bout. You never know.
What's up with the zebra, man? Why is he not making the call? I don't get it.
Perhaps the disrespectful nature in which you refer to them as a zebra could be why he's not taking care of your hero in the squared circle.
It's the third person in the match. That's a fact. Never forget that, folks. Any sport. So, professional anyway. It is professional wrestling. But you're right. Maybe I am disrespectful. I don't know. But he's got him down there. He's putting the boots to him. Living Dream is trying to make a comeback here. He's hitting back and forth with Soprano. These guys are big. Who would you say has the power advantage, Soprano or?
I say evenly matched on all tiers, sir.
I would say so as well. But I mean, as far as like wrestling ability, like working ability, who would you say is, if it came down to it, like just locks for locks, Broadway, so to speak.
I'm telling you, even
John Goodman or Johnny
Soprano. I'm telling you, they're tied in all ways. They're the same size, the same height, the same weight, the same everything.
Right. Well,
one has blonde hair, one has black hair.
Exactly. Well, Soprano is picking up.
John Goodman.
John Goodman in the air. And
collapses under the weight.
Yep.
One, two. He kicks out. Oh, my goodness. How the tide has turned.
Unbelievable.
Goodman works his way over. He makes a tag. Lamont Sanford is on the top rope. Goodman picks up his champ. He picks up Soprano from the top rope. We have glitter from above, if you will. It is a guillotine across the neck of one Tony Soprano.
Unbelievable.
Now, the Living Dream goes over. He hits Tony Danza in the face. Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting weird quickly.
This is getting weird. He's got to make the count. Ref, get over there, Zebra. Get over there. Make the count. One, two, three. Got it. He's got it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Living Dream's got to, he's pulling Lamont out of the ring.
Your winner, the Dreamwalkers.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The fans are going wild, dude.
Your winners are the Dreamwalkers, Johnny Zero.
Unbelievable, dude. It makes sense. I'm seeing the Living Dream, John Goodman, carrying out Lamont Sanford, a.k.a. Disco DeMond Wilson. He's still walking on sunshine.
Johnny,
this is a great tag team.
Why is Joni Cunningham coming down to the ring to meet up with Mr. Tony Danza?
Well, Danza or Soprano, or she come up both?
Well, Tony Danza's the drug dealer. I'm sorry, supposed drug dealer.
Yeah, right. You can't say it on air. That doesn't look good. Oh, what is that green filth coming out of her mouth, man?
I have no comment on the subject.
What's up with that? Hey, let me go and
Don't do it every single time you do it. Just get away
from
it.
I know, but I want someone to help her, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 37. I do not support Johnny Zero poking at the animals in the cages.
I'm not poking at
them. Now, ironically enough, the next match on the card is the TV Heavyweight Champion, Boom Boom Bonaducci, facing off against the one and only Mr. Pat Morita. Pat Morita's coming down to the ringside. He has no theme music. He's just getting here as we speak.
That's a hell of a main event.
What are your thoughts, Johnny Zero?
That's a hell of a main event, dude. Think about it. Their styles complement each other. Similar size. You have Triple B versus the Samurai, you know, like Mr. Samurai himself. This should be a good, good match. I'm very excited. I don't know about you, but I think it'll be amazing.
I'm a little nervous for the TV champion, if I'm completely honest with you. That's a dirty, cheating bastard, Pat Morita. We know about his evil ways in the Orient and things of that nature.
Come on. Just because he runs a promotion over there, but dude, the guy's going 90 minutes Broadways with two of our best, you know, of our best. I mean, Miyagi. I know he works under the name Miyagi here, but we know him as Pat Morita. Here we go.
Oh, Johnny Zero.
Here we go, buddy. Vex, here we go, bud.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's heavyweight TV champion, Boom Boom Bonaducci.
Triple B. Look at the Triple B shirts. He's got literally cheerleaders in the front. It looks like cheerleaders. They have these.
Noticeably absent, however, is Miss Joni Cunningham, who is not here.
Yeah, what's that all about? She was just out. Like,
we went to see she joined up with the Springer Mafia, which is a weird scenario.
Yeah, it is. Very weird. Very, very suspicious. It's very suspect. As in the immortal words of my friend, XX, I'm telling you. It's very suspect.
A one-fall event with a 12-minute time limit. Remember, you must beat the champion to be the champion. If you do not make the time limit, you are the loser.
And it is a 10-minute.
12-minute. They've upped it. They've upped it to 12 minutes.
Good.
All right, Johnny Zero, let's go down to the squared circle.
Let's see. We're locking up Morita. Morita and Bonaducci are just circling each other. They haven't really they're going to shake hands, I think?
You know, I don't know. There could be a mutual respect of... Oh, no! The champion kicks him right in the gut.
Oh, unbelievable. What do we do to Morita? And he does an X kick leg drop on top of his head, keeps him down. Now he's got him in a reverse a full Nelson from the ground. The referee is counting because Morita's legs are hooked up in the ropes. One. Two, three. He breaks the hold.
And I'm going to tell you, you got to think that, like, these two competitors facing off in this could be a draw in every capacity. And if it's a draw, you can't win the belt.
Absolutely. If you think the size and the agility and the power and plus the inner strength, the whole, you know, Miyagi thing. I mean, like, it just could be a hell of a match, man. I mean, really. Morita is coming back off the ropes. And it looks like he's hit Bonaducci with a clothesline. Bonaducci closed down. I don't know how Bonaducci didn't see that coming, but what did he expect after taking a low blow in the first thing? Morita was trying to shake his hand.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, you know, that's ridiculous.
Turn about fair play, as they say.
Who kicks Mr. Miyagi, dude, in his balls? I mean, come on, man. That's kind of fucked up. But you know what? Danny Bonaducci, Triple B. Boom Boom, he hasn't kept on to his world television title this long by being a nice guy. You know what I mean? So you know, here we go. And Bonaducci's back up. He's got Morita in a headlock. Morita does a back suplex, obviously, but Bonaducci holds on to the headlock. Now it looks like Morita is pulling back over to pull him over for a one, two. Nope, rolls back over, still got the headlock on, pulls him back over again, one, two, kicks out of it. Okay, referee, they're racked their rectangle up in the ropes again. It makes you wonder, like, why don't they just have these guys just, like, you know, I don't know. But I get it, they both respect the ring, the rules of
professional wrestling.
Yeah, the sport of kings, yeah. So, here we go again. They're going around again. Collar double tie up. Well, it looks like Marita's getting the upper hand this time. It picks a fireman's carry takeover. Drops a quick elbow on Bonaducci. Marita is going up the top. No, this is a high-risk maneuver, Rex. I don't think he's going to make this.
Johnny Zero, I'm so sorry.
High-risk, high-reward. Oh, moonsault hits it.
We've got to take a commercial break.
He hits it.
Bear with us.
Here on Houston.
Please meet Sarah. Is this about you sleeping with your friend's husband, was it, or boyfriend?
Yeah, my friend's husband.
The Jerry Springer Show.
Johnny, it's been a long, tenuous match here in the center of the squared circle.
Yeah, it certainly has, man. This is, Marita always works the best with a lot of people. He's had 4 or 5-star matches, with a couple of our superstars. But this match with Bonaducci is really pushing the limit of this is what it should be like, man. This is what TV Dad's Wrestling Federation is. It's the contest of the best. I don't know how these other characters come into play, but it looks like Bonaducci has Marita in an arm bar. It's just a simple arm bar, but he's been working on that all through the
for a long time now. The thing of it is, time limit is a factor.
Yes.
Like, you gotta understand, it's nice to say, hey, I wrestled a great match, we're doing wonderfully,
agree.
At the end of the day, if you don't beat this man within 12 minutes, you're not beating this man.
What would that do to his what would it do if, let's say, Marita wins this, right?
Yes.
Alright, he has his contracts over there with his Japan, wrestling. He's the Mr. Samurai. The man, they call him the man who built the Budokan. If he wins this, what contracts does he have to win?
I can't speak on any of that.
Maybe this is a reminder to Bonaducci that he's had this world championship, thing to, he could have challenged Ingles at any time, our true fighting champion, whether you like him or not, just the point of view. Are you kidding
Johnny
me?
Zero, that is the time limit.
What, did he tap?
That's the time limit.
Are you kidding me? I thought he tapped. No, he was tapping.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bro, show the thing. He
the
was
winner
tapping.
And still world television champion.
He was tapping.
Danny Boom Boom Bonaducci.
He was tapping. Oh, my God. No. Look, the slow-mo. He's reaching for the rope, but he did tap with his hand on the way to get it. And that's how the time limit ran out.
As the great Jesse Ventura once said, this ain't football, this is wrestling. Instant replays don't matter, McMahon.
Well, we'll see about that, XFL 2020. But anyway, dude, that looked like he tapped to me. He had that man in the middle of the ring, but you know what? Sometimes it ain't pretty, folks.
Johnny, look up at the TV Datatron. John, look at the TV Datatron.
I'm seeing it, brother.
There's footage of Joni passed out in the back and Tony Danza and Tony Soprano standing over her and doing inappropriate things.
Oh, unbelievable.
What? Bonaducci, someone has given his attention. He's livid in the squared circle, sir.
She's still got that green drool from her lips. What the hell is that all about, man?
I don't know. It's a weird scenario.
It's beyond weird. That's not just weird. That's like actually like somebody could be dying in front of our face. Like, we should do something about this. Is this, like we said, folks, TV Dad Wrestling is real. People are fake. There's nothing you see on all of your TV Dad Wrestling Federation television shows, your house programs, house shows, whatever, that is fake. There's nothing fake about us. This Joni Cunningham's in trouble, dude. Somebody needs to do something about it for it.
I have no comment on the subject at hand. Johnny, let's take our attention up to the squared circle. The next match. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the real
Frankensteins. The real Frankensteins.
Unbelievable, dude.
I gotta tell you, this is a six-man tag extravaganza.
Yep.
The real Frankensteins coming down to the ring along with Gomez Adams.
That's Gomez out there with him.
It is.
That's great, man. But if you notice, Lurch is walking with a limp still.
They both are. That is why it is a no disqualification match.
Yes.
And it's a six-man tag.
Yes.
They had to bring in reinforcements. I mean, we didn't tell
song.
The audience yet, but their competitors on this fine evening are the bane of my existence, if you will.
The TPX.
Yes, sir.
The TPX. The trip. Oh, man. They look...
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Trailer Park Express. Unbelievable.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Oh, the gimps.
The gimps.
Now, what are they going to do if their Gimpasaurus is broke?
It's in the top 10. I don't even know how it could be broke.
Well, I mean, like, who is it? Is it even a guy? Is it like a one person?
It counts as a wrestler.
It's 12 different.
Oh my god!
People.
It's like the Greasy Circus has come to town. I despise them so much.
And then, look, I don't want that son of a bitch coming in here trying to get on the mic. Hey, look, just don't get grease on my mic, man. Should I just let him talk?
Pretty much, no, do not let him, no. Get into the ring.
Get out of here. Get out of here, man. Just go.
This match is no disqualification, scheduled for one fall, with TV time remaining.
And we go, they're locking up in the middle of the ring, and look, oh my god, Velvet Elvis has taken out the leg immediately of
Lurch. And he's working on it immediately, how could he not? They assaulted them in grand fashion a week ago.
Yes, spinning toe hold, a revolving spinning toe hold. What's that, Dory, that's Dory Funk.
Gomez Adams jumps into the ring and smacks him in the face and runs back away.
Unbelievable.
It's good. I don't really like the Velvet one. He opened up that eye a little bit there. He gave him a smack.
What's up with the little people, gimps?
Oh, they're
doing,
walking
They're
near
doing
us.
Handstands and walking on
they're
handstands
walking
around the ring. Dude, get that! Get away from me, man! Come on!
Disgusting,
man.
To say the least. But we go into the squared circle.
The grease
handily being taken care of as we speak.
I don't
speak.
Have any problem with them.
The Velvet One doing damage.
Oh, he is. He's got that leg up. He's got him in the rope. He's put his leg on the turnbuckle in the corner, and he's jumping up in the air and putting his hip down. Was that like a hip thing?
He goes over. He tags in Peaches. He's still holding the leg. Peaches jumps over the rope and right into the leg.
Peaches does a handstand in the middle of the ring just like the Gimps.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Unbelievable.
Disgusting.
Unbelievable. And drops an elbow too. Is it that Shades of Goodman? Is it not?
Now, here's my question.
It's not bionic, but
what you got is a Gimp, right? As one of the tag team partners, but there's a lot of Gimps. So can they just intermittently tag in and out at will?
I don't know, cuz you can't tell because of the
They're all the same height and weight and greasiness.
The suits, I mean, that one that you're picking out, it does seem to be a slightly bigger Gimp. But
slightly though, Johnny, slightly.
Well, he must be the chest piece, the torso of the Voltron Gimp.
Of the Voltron of Sadness.
But I'm trying not to laugh, but oh my god, this is crazy. But Velvet Elvis is using this. You know what? I think that's his secret. I think Fox, where you see, he uses these Gimps. He uses Jim Varney outside the ring, who luckily hasn't come over to our stand here, folks. And he does do his job well. I mean, he uses that as a distraction. I mean, would you agree with me on the psychology?
Oh, most definitely. Now, what I want to stress to everyone listening out there in podcast land is this is a no disqualification contest, because every single match that this Trailer Park Express has competed in,
TPX,
they have been disqualified and then injured their opponents after the fact.
Yes, and everything he said is the truth. But also, and I'm not trying to point counterpoint here, but truth be told, is that every single opponent has been on our injury report. That's a fact.
A fact of life.
You know, he's still working on that leg. I guess he's Foxworthy doesn't think people are. I mean, he's been tagged back in by Peaches. Peaches looks like he's going to do a moonsault from the top. A moonsault. What's that? Oh! What's that, like a moonsault ass?
And, it's just disgusting in every capacity.
I'm popping the ass. Oh, man. These guys, I don't think the real Frankensteins were ready for this match, dude. They're
fortunately, he's gotten over and made the tag. Gomez Adams is now in the ring and spacing off
Gomez,
directly.
Get him, Gomez. Oh, my God. Gomez is in the ring. And it looks like, he's locking up with the Velvet one, who has been tagged back in. Unbelievable! Oh my god, low shot, low blow, because if you remember, Gomez Adams was hurt by Sergeant Gwynn, now
most
Sergeant,
definitely.
Yeah, alright, look, Velvet Elvis has him up, suplex him over, float over for the pin, 1, 2, kicks
Gomez,
out.
Gomez has a handful of those tights though, and he kind of broke the leverage and the will, the standing, of the Velvet One. He's pulling him over, and they tag in Lurch. Lurch is now in the ring and gets his hands on the Velvet One.
Oh, unbelievable.
Okay. Lurch picks him up over his head and he throws him right over the top rope. But this is a no disqualification contest. I got to tell you, that fall has taken its toll.
No NWA rules there.
On the outside of the ring, if you notice, we have the other two competitors are putting the boots to this person on the ground.
Unbelievable.
That's fantastic. Six-man tag is a magical thing.
Unbelievable. It is. It's a great thing. It's actually probably the hardest. I've heard the hardest.
Of all the matches.
Yeah. To call in time for commercial breaks and so forth. The guy calling that, it must be amazing. They are just, man, there's no mercy here, man.
Jeff Foxworthy is thrown back into the squared circle to face off against Lurch, who is just taking him and handling him.
Oh, unbelievable.
The Gimps, I should say, are losing their mind on the other side of the ring as they're watching their hero, the Velvet One, being manhandled.
Unbelievable. And they look like they're crying, but they only have that zipper.
Yeah, you really can't tell emotions on the face, Johnny. Yeah,
I know.
I mean, they make those weird baby noises. They've done that before.
I know. I've seen them walking around. I've seen,
get away from here, man.
I've seen it myself. We both have. It's the most controversial match in television, folks. But Lurch.
That's just a weird
drops an elbow on the Velvet One. Velvet One slips outside the ring. And on the way out, he takes a leg out. Takes a leg out of Lurch. Takes a leg out. Drops back in the ring. And he's dropping a knee. He's still doing a very flair-like job on Lurch. I don't understand how Lurch is big. You both know that the Giants of Wrestling.
They are the Giants of Wrestling.
I mean, really.
Everyone
You got Gwynn is the original. You got Lurch. You got Bull from Night Court. I mean, these guys, you know, they're huge, man. But he's pulling him out in the middle of the ring. He's tagging in. He's tagging in and directing Peaches from the top rope. Peaches with another flying, and he moves. Oh, my God.
Peaches misses the fall.
Peaches misses it. But Peaches is a legal man. Peaches is a legal man. And now he's got to get up. He's got to get up on that beat-up leg. He's got to get up on it.
He's got his hands on Peaches. Can he bring him up? Can he bring him up?
Can he do it? Yes. Yes, he does.
Oh, Peaches knocked on his back. He rolls him over. He grabs the leg. Johnny Zero. One, two, three. Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Your winner, the real Frankenstein.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. And that was Peach's fault. Now, what is Foxworthy doing?
He looks angry.
Foxworthy is putting the boots to Peaches.
No.
Yes, putting the boots. Look at him, dude. That's him. That's Peaches. I thought the first one was an accident, too. Putting the boots to Peaches.
Is trying to break him up, but Foxworthy's not having it.
Nope. Foxworthy clotheslines him. Foxworthy has lost his mind. He is calling for what's this thing? What's this t-shirt he's pulling out? A gathering of the Gimps? What is it? A gathering of the Gimps?
Ernest P. Wall jumps up on the ring apron and he goes into
the I don't want
boots.
That guy on my mic again, man. I gotta get a new one every time.
No, man, no. All right, I'm trying to get my mic.
No. Dude, look.
I'm gonna leave you alone.
Here, just take the fucking thing. Just put these gloves on. Put these gloves on. Put it on here, please. I don't want anything to do with you, man. Just talk. Hey, let me tell you something, Vern. Vern, let me tell you. Is what you saw there was a rectification of history. You had the Velvet One, Jeff Foxworthy becoming, ascending to where he needs to be, and Peaches. Let me tell you something about Peaches.
Please get away from us.
He was weak, and he's not in the
I'm
TBS.
Cutting this off, ladies and gentlemen. We have a commercial break. Say, please bear with me.
Give me my microphone.
Hey, Bert, look what I found in my daddy's closet. You know, I bet you this is from the big one. You know, WW2. Boy, I bet them were some great times. I know, because I never miss Hogan's Heroes on WDBJ7. You know, with Schultz and Hogan and Commandant Clint. Hogan's Heroes. Weekdays on your hometown station. You know, Vern, this must be some kind of a cigarette lighter. I know nothing. I see nothing.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode 37. He's invading our commercial advertisements now.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
They're not leaving. They're just beating on Peaches. This is like a horrific display. The Frankensteins have left along with Gomez Adams. Dude, they did win the match handily.
Dude, they have taken his Daisy Duke shirt. What the fuck is that? They're hanging him to a ceiling fan? He's spinning around?
Obscene.
Unbelievable.
So does that mean Peaches is out of wrestling? Is Peaches out of the Trailer Park Express? What is happening, Johnny Zero?
I don't know. I think I'll know more with an email in a few minutes, I'm sure. Oh, I just got it. Hold on. Basically, they want to have a show on Bonaducci's Pit, the TPX. I don't know I think that's from Varney. I don't know if it's from, you know, Foxworthy. Dude, you can't blame Foxworthy being mad about the Black Magician, the Dark Magician, excuse me, you know, Stephen Keaton. They both went over and trained with Marita. And, you know, Foxworthy is a heck of a worker. I don't understand. Maybe
they're just a waste of space. They're a travesty, if you will. They are an abomination of all things that are professional wrestling.
I don't know, man. Maybe they bind together to form Gimposaurus, dude. Come whip some ass, you know what I mean?
I believe that is just an offering of the Gimps, if you will. I believe that none of the actual athletes, like if Jeff Foxworthy would lower himself to be part of the Gimposaurus, frankly, I feel bad for him.
Well, you know what? Did you ever think that maybe he is in the torso or something like that, in the trench coat when they form Gimposaurus, and with his arms, he's...
No, I didn't think. Obviously, this is where your mind is going.
You saw that on that scaffold. You saw that. How was that man? How was that Gimposaurus 12 feet tall?
A mountain of little gimps.
Well, how would they connect together to form, like they had punches?
Are we
going
back to old episodes? Mr. Zero, there was an apparatus, a wrestling apparatus with a trapeze in the center, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, I know, but it's still, even that's ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous.
Says you, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Well, let's see if they get a show on Bonaducci's Pit.
I couldn't tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to step away from the madness in the ring. Mm-hmm. I have breaking news that's coming across the computer as we speak. Johnny, this is a weird one. Now, you were kind of held hostage, if you will. What did you stumble upon, if anything, in relation to the TV Dads Wrestling Federation? They would have held you against your will for several
weeks. Well, I went down there. I saw a tattoo. And he's not the nice guy you think he is.
So Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Yes, Tattoo from Fantasy Island. I had to knock him out. And then I had to fight someone. It was Soprano and Danza.
Well, you said you didn't see who put the hood over you.
I've had a concussion since then, and I just now seen it.
I've had a concussion.
Well, dude, they did. They put me. It's an underwater thing underneath the ring. And I went down those steps. I went in there. I knocked on the door. You guys heard it, so I'm not lying. And it was like a cold water thing with like a baby bull shark, like they're going, or something, or like a crocodile. I don't know. Some other thing that wasn't human in there.
All right,
with me. And
Mr. Zero.
Yeah.
I'm getting an email.
There's chloroform it's involved.
If you look, it's on your computer screen in front of you. It's a photograph that's coming up.
Yes.
Now, here is the background of said photo. The world's heavyweight champion is there. He's wearing a weird chrome collar around his neck. He's standing next to Shady from Greedy.
Crap.
His eyes are hazed over. They are standing with the Supreme Ruler, Mr. Jerry Springer. And here is the announcement that I will share with everyone in TV Dad's Wrestling Federation universe.
Unbelievable.
It has been brought to our attention that the acting commissioner, who is, as you know, Henry Winkler,
yes,
will be stepping down immediately, and he is being replaced by Ted Lawson as the new commissioner of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Ted Bundy Lawson?
No, it's just Ted Lawson. He legally has had his name changed. I just got to tell you, I'm a little flabbergasted.
Oh, man, come on, dude. I know you like lean to one side, and I know I lean to one side. I'm talking about good, you know, evil and all that, but come on, man. This is a sicko. This is a travesty of
Why
justice.
Why does the world's heavyweight
travesty
champion
of justice,
look
man.
Like he's been hypnotized and he's standing in cahoots with these people?
I have no idea. It could be the pufferfish.
I would agree with that synopsis.
Pufferfish dust. Maybe a low limited dosage.
And
I don't
remember,
know. Serpent in the Rainbow.
Greedy was yelling that was his child.
Unbelievable.
Which is amazing to me.
Oh, Greedy. And that, by the way, I did just get an email. I don't know if you got it either. that instead of zombie warriors, he wants them to be known as Serpent and the Rainbow.
Is that the new name, the Serpent and the Rainbow?
That's what they want, but he's already known as the Zombie Warriors. We have T-shirts and stuff. I don't know, but...
Supreme Ruler has taken it upon himself to
Serpent
remove...
and the Rainbow.
Henry Winkler is a fine commissioner. If you remember, he goes all the way back to the Howard Cunningham days.
Oh, gosh. Wish he was still around.
He's retired. He's no longer in the game,
he's
as they
doing
say.
With Ross. Him and Ross the Boss are buddies. Ross Perot and... Maybe
Ross Perot's been missing in action for 1,000 years at this point. Jerry Springer, who now has surrendered his television program,
thanks
he's running full time to be the governor of the great state of Chicago, Illinois. The great state of Illinois. Yeah. It's Ohio. I said it wrong. I'm so sorry. Governor of Ohio.
No worries, because it's Duke of Chicago. It's okay. Keep going.
It is confusing.
Yeah, don't worry. There's so much going on here. It's not your fault, buddy.
So I don't understand what's happening with the world's heavyweight champion. He's under the tutelage now of one Greedy.
Yeah.
He's fallen a long way from being a part of the original Evans clan, if you will, who were in cahoots with Charlotte Ingles, the former heavyweight champion of the world. What happens now to Miss Ingles in relation to this? I don't know. Does she still remain the number one champion?
As far as I know, Caroline...
Number one contender.
Far as Caroline Ingles goes, I think she's gone, man. I don't know.
I said Charlotte Ingles, the champion?
No, Charles Ingles, the frontiersman. I don't know. I guess he won that contract, the clause, to have his chance at the World Heavyweight
Championship.
And he's
been going vehemently against Mr. Brady, trying to secure the World's Heavyweight Championship, which makes no sense to me in any capacity. I just don't understand it.
I don't understand.
You're the number one contender, man. You crawled through glass. You went to hell, literally,
beat
to try and be the champion. And this is where you're at.
Well, I that's all a contractual dispute with Jerry Springer, the dictator of the TV Dad Wrestling Federation. Jerry Springer decides, you know, who does what. And, you know, look how he's dominated our commercials.
Oh, there's another announcement coming through from the Springer regime, if you will.
Yeah.
The Supreme Ruler has dictated that the next pay-per-view wrestling extravaganza on the TV Dad's Wrestling Federation will be a 3-day event. It's going to be held in where?
Snake Canyon?
Snake Canyon. What is that, Johnny?
Snake Canyon. That's where Evel Knievel jumped. Are you kidding me?
This will be the first annual Knievel Fest for the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
The Evel Knievel Life Journey Memorial.
More information.
3-day event. Oh, my God, dude. This is crazy.
More information to follow later. I don't understand.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I can't help it, man. This is fucking great, dude.
So you're now a fan of Springer?
No, I'm a fan of Evel Knievel.
But he's taken away the power of Henry Winkler, and he's given it. So this is the first official act.
Well, maybe
of Mr.
Well, we gotta believe
of the new
we gotta believe it's a
commissioner.
It's a 3-day wrestling event, dude. It's things can happen, man. I mean, if I'm reading this too, how come mine didn't come to first?
Well, I have a better computer. I'm wealthy, so I'm part of the Bloody Stash.
BSC.
Clothing Corporation is my.
Well, they're saying it's going to be. This is a 3-hour sleepover, like 24-hour.
Is it 3-hour?
I mean, 3-day. Excuse me, 3-day, 24-hour event. Like, this is overlooking where Evel Knievel jumped over the canyon, and have you heard anything about the card?
No, nothing at all. We heard about it 1 second ago.
Oh my!
We know nothing.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this sounds good. And it's a little bit away, folks. I'm excited. Don't you love Evel Knievel? Who doesn't love?
I'm a little personally upset that Henry Winkler has lost his position of power, that Ted Lawson is the new commissioner. I'm not going to lie to you. These are not fun times for me. And then as the first official act, because it's Knievel Fest, you're like having a conniption. You're like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
I love Evel. That's because of my... I can't help it.
Ted Lawson brought you Knievel Fest, and you still hate Ted Lawson.
Dude, I don't like what he did to Vicky. But anything with Evel Knievel in it, I'm going to be happy, of course, man. They just had... The other night, they just had it on television. Where they're jumping.
I do know. And it was a successful jump. He rode an Indian motorcycle.
Yeah, pastrami. But, they crushed down the cars for him. But either way.
All right, this has been the TV Dads Wrestling Federation podcast, episode number 37.
Stay with us, folks.
We are on the Podbean application on your phone, which is carried by the Loud and Loaded Network. And there's many back episodes. We have a Facebook page we'd invite you to join. You could log on. You can comment with us. We've received a little bit of fan mail there, which is kind of nice.
Yes.
And Knievel Fest is coming. It's going to be a 3-day event. We're going to have hopefully more information for you on 6:05 Eastern. And that's where we're at right now, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Keep it coming, fans, and appreciate the fan mail, and let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Again, TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 37. My name is VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
People Zero, reminding you to
stay frosty.